Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast, hosted by CRI President Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air because truth matters. It's no secret, Christianity is under attack in our culture, in government, the media, and our schools. On the one hand, Christianity is widely belittled and demeaned, yet on the other hand, people are searching fervently to find something greater and more meaningful in this life. If you're a believer, here's your chance to answer their questions and point the way to God's love and forgiveness. To help you answer people's toughest questions, Hank has assembled the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition in beautiful leather hardbound. Its 550 pages give clear and convincing answers about the Bible and Christianity. To order a copy for yourself, a friend, your pastor, or a seeker, call 888-7000-CRI. Or online 24 hours a day on our secure website at www.equip.org. Jack Countryman of Thomas Nelson Publishers joins Hank today to discuss Hank's important and inspiring resource. Here's an example of how the Bible Answer books have made an impact in the lives of our listeners.
Hello, my name is Pete. I was arrested, falsely accused, and sent to Ancora Criminal Unit, where I spent about 4 years. And as a result, my spiritual life became kind of stagnated. Eventually, I learned of the Bible Answer Man program, but the real turning point for me was coming across the Bible Answer Book Volume Number 2 that another patient had, and I borrowed, and I zeroed in on a couple of questions and answers that were in there that were things that I had thought a lot about and learned quite a bit from that. And as a result, it just lit the fire under my feet. But I'd like to just acknowledge Hank for giving me the tools, the insight that I needed. It was something that was very crucial to my understanding at this point in time.
And now, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
So many testimonies coming out of prisons these days. Just walked into the office early this morning, had jet lag coming in from China, couldn't sleep, so I was in the office before 5 o'clock in the morning and started opening some of the letters people have written to me, particularly the letters that came from prisons where prisoners are asking for copies of the Bible Answer Book in whatever form they can get it. And now we have the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, which was born out of 2 decades of doing this broadcast. And what I've taken is my impromptu answers, and I've chiseled them until only the gem emerges. The questions you'll encounter in this volume run the gamut from the common to the complex. In the category of common, I answer questions like, why do people end their prayers with the word amen? And what does amen really mean? And what is Zen Buddhism? In the category of complex, I tackle questions like, how can Christians legitimize a God who orders the genocide of entire nations? And these are the kinds of questions that skeptics today, the New Village atheists, are lobbing at Christians, and oftentimes no response is deemed to be there is no response. In other words, Christianity doesn't have a good answer for that question, therefore Christianity is no longer relevant. In fact, Christianity is often thought to be downright oppressive. Again, how can a Christian legitimize a God who orders the genocide of entire nations? We need to be able to answer that question. We do that in the Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition. Perhaps the question I have been asked more than any other is, why does God allow bad things to happen to good people? At first blush, it could seem as though there are as many responses as there are religions. In reality, however, you will discover that there are only 3 basic answers, and only Christian theism can answer the question satisfactorily. Along with questions I've answered in previous Bible Answer books, I've added answers to questions like, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is a spirit brother of Satan? And how should Christians think about global warming? You hear about it in the election. But what about global warming? How should we think about these things? In addition, I've included acronyms such as YOGA, Y-O-G-A, which is designed to take you from reading to recall. In other words, I want you to be able to remember the information so you can use it as a springboard or an opportunity to share the grace and love and truth that only Jesus Christ brings to the human life. You'll also discover recommended resources for further study, as well as scripture passages specifically related to the subject matter at hand. And we are so relevant. Right now we have October, and at the end of October, Halloween. And people are starting to ask about Halloween. You want the answers to Halloween? Well, get the Bible Answer Book. In part, I say, we can learn a lot from how the early Christian church responded to Halloween. October 31st, the eve prior to All Saints' Day, was designated as a spiritually edifying holiday, holy day, in other words, on which to proclaim the supremacy of the gospel over the superstition of ghosts. In other words, All Hallows' Eve, from which the word Halloween is derived, was an attempt on the part of Christianity to overwhelm the tradition of ghouls with the truth of the gospel. Although Halloween is, once again, predominantly pagan, there's a silver lining. Like our forefathers, we can choose to celebrate All Hallows' Eve by focusing on heroes of the faith, those who, like Martin Luther, were willing to stand for truth no matter what the cost. And that is precisely what we do in the broadcast. We're standing for truth no matter what the cost, because truth matters. That's why we do this broadcast. That's why we ask you to stand with us prayerfully and financially. Stand with a ministry that's making a difference. It is absolutely incredible to me how God is condescending to work through this ministry to bear abundant, abiding fruit for His kingdom. And that's why I want you to get the complete Bible Answer Book, because it does two things. When you get the collector's edition, it does, first of all, the job of equipping you. But secondly, it does the job of keeping this ministry circling the globe. It's a way of investing in this ministry. And for a personalized copy, we can really make a difference. For your gift of $100 or more, I'll personalize the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, and that becomes a way of really making a difference through this ministry, doing the primary research, the kinds of things that we offer through the Christian Research Journal, the World Wide Web, and the many outreach ministries, even the international ministries of the Christian Research Institute. So again, your opportunity to order the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition when you go to the World Wide Web at equip.org. You can write me for your copy at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or you can just go to the phone and talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. But don't delay. We need your support, and you need this resource. With me in studio is the guy who makes beautiful books and put this book, the Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, together so that you not only have good content, but you have a beautiful package. As always, it's great to have you on the broadcast.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here and to spend some time with you, Hank, and talk about your passion and my passion, which is the Word of God and how it affects people and how it fills you and makes you everything that God wants you to be.
Yeah, and this is the bottom line, isn't it? We call this the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and the Bible Answer Book is rooted in Scripture. It's not what I think. It's not what you think.
Absolutely.
The Bible is the final court of arbitration. You were talking about this yesterday, but I think it bears repeating. Why are you so passionate about this ministry, the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and the materials we provide to people worldwide?
This ministry comes to the bottom line. This ministry is about spreading the Word of God around across the country and around the world so that it can make a difference in people's lives. You know, the Word of God is like food to a Christian. Without the Word of God, you'll shrivel up and die. And with the Word of God in you, you'll grow and be everything that God wants you to be. Because the Bible has the answer to everything in life. Seek it and you will find it. And this ministry is centered around the Bible and the truth. And you said again and again, truth matters. And it's so essential because in this culture that we have today, Satan is everywhere. He is alive and well. He's coming at us from all different ways. And people are scared to death. The economy, the war, the gas prices. Am I going to lose my job? And everything else. And they need to anchor themselves in the Word of God, because He has the answers to life. And He is the only one that can give you the peace that passes all understanding. It'll not come from anyone else. It'll only come from Him.
We were talking the other day about the persecuted church. I was in China. I saw the persecuted church up close and personal. I had many opportunities to speak with government authorities who regulate religion in China. And in talking about the persecuted church, I was thinking about a couple of years ago when I was asked by the chairperson of the National Day of Prayer to pray for the persecuted church. And I said, well, I don't know if I want to pray for the persecuted church. I'm kind of hoping that the persecuted church is praying for us. A church that is born in the cauldron of persecution is a vital, vibrant church. And I have, again, seen that just last week in China. But you know yourself, Jack, that oftentimes in our culture, we can become complacent about Christianity. Now, you're 79 years old, and your prayer is, God, don't put me on the bench. I want to use every breath to make a difference. And that kind of passion, Jack, is a passion that I need you to communicate to the audience, because so often people are complacent in their Christianity.
Look, if you're going to be a Christian, why don't you be the best you can be? Why just be a play around a Christian? And why not devote yourself to learning all you can learn and become involved? You know, I happen to be chairman of the board of deacons at our church, okay? And we're called to one thing, and that's to serve the body. We find when you get involved and start serving the body and becoming involved in whatever Bible studies or teaching classes or doing things, that your life changes. You know, a Christian is called not to center on self, but be selfless. Center on Christ. You know, and the Bible speaks very specifically how to heal yourself is to go and do something for someone else. This culture is so self-absorbed and so worried about self and what it's going to be that they're swallowed up, that Christ doesn't even have a chance. So, and that comes in our country today. Those people in China who are persecuted and have nothing, they are looking for something that they can point to and point their lives to, and God will come into them, and it becomes a meaningful thing they can live for. That's what we need. We need to have a meaningful thing that we can live for, and that is Jesus Christ. And Him alone is what we need to live for today. And if we do so, He's promised us that He will bless us. He's promised us that He will never leave us or forsake us. He's promised us that His Spirit will live within us and guide us and direct us and be with us. And what else can you ask for in life? Because we come down to the bottom line, you know, life is short. So why not make it count every day that you can? You know, and when you look back on your life, what kind of legacy are you going to leave? Is it one that honors the Lord? Or is it one that has nothing? And for me, I want it to be one where God has been honored and where God has been lifted up. And I can look, when I see Him, when that day comes, I can say, thank God I'm here with you and life is wonderful.
It was an incredible thing for me to be in China and to meet a lady, and I don't use names on the air just because I don't want to put them at any more risk than they already are, but a lady that was in prison, 40 years old, and when she talked about it, she didn't talk about it as though she had been brutalized, although she had. She didn't talk about it as though she was carrying a cross, although she did. She talked about it as though this was an opportunity to be a witness for Jesus Christ. And she talked about it like the first century Christians did, who were willing to suffer indignities because they didn't just say, I believe, they really believed. And one of the things the persecuted church wants from the Christian Research Institute is equipping, because so often they have passion, but they don't have the knowledge. And we have the same thing true right here in our culture. All kinds of young people leaving the church. Why? Because they don't think Christianity has the answers, but it does. That's why we're providing the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition. 172 of your questions answered. These are answers that stumble seekers and often galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. Again, the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition available right now when you go to the World Wide Web and order in a safe, secure fashion at equip.org. Or when you talk to our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI, you can also order it, Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. We're going to be right back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your questions in just a few moments.
Answering the tough Bible-related questions is central to the mission of the Christian Research Institute and CRI President Hank Hanegraaff. Now, the answers are within your grasp. If you've ever shared your faith, you know often you'll be asked questions you'll want to be prepared for. Hank Hanegraaff's The Complete Bible Answer Book answers these difficult inquiries. To secure your own copy of The Complete Bible Answer Book, call us toll-free right now at 888-7000-CRI or order online 24 hours a day at www.equip.org. As the Christmas holidays approach, don't forget about the Bible Answer Man website, www.equip.org, for your gift giving this year. Equip.org is a comprehensive tool in place for your edification, connecting you with the latest and best the Christian Research Institute has to offer. When you visit equip.org, you can also listen to past broadcasts of the Bible Answer Man, order products and materials you hear about on the broadcast, or consider giving the Christian Research Journal or one of Hank's recent books as a gift. It's also a vehicle by which you can contact CRI directly or to give a tax-deductible donation to our ministry. Again, the address is www.equip.org. Stay tuned. The Bible Answer Man will return in just a moment. Now, more than ever, today's believer who wants to stay informed on today's religious movements and scriptural insights needs to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. Here's what you'll find in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal.
Our cover story examines the teachings of self-help superstar Anthony Robbins. Does he promote personal power or harmful hedonism? Lee Strobel equips you to share your faith in natural settings in our effective evangelism column. And don't miss our feature article on the moral views of scientist and ardent atheist Richard Dawkins as the journal examines the question, can morality be based in our selfish evolutionary past? Also, don't miss a review of the influential internet movie Zeitgeist, our practical hermeneutics department, viewpoint articles, or our ever-popular Ask Hank.
Call CRI and start your subscription today, 888-7000-CRI. You'll also see it online at equip.org.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to the subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.
For centuries, two questions have challenged the Christian faith.
In a world with thousands of religions and gods, why is Jesus the only way to salvation? How could a loving God, the God of the Bible, create a world filled with evil and suffering?
Based on Lee Strobel's best-selling book, The Case for Faith examines two of the biggest objections to Christianity, emotional barriers to faith that have challenged believers and skeptics alike. The Case for Faith DVD also includes more than an hour of specially produced bonus features that will help you face the toughest questions about God and the Christian life.
Order The Case for Faith, The Case for Christ, and The Case for a Creator DVDs in the Lee Strobel 3-disc collection by calling 888-7000-274 or online at equip.org. That's equip.org.
As we come to the close of 2009, we're grateful of your partnership in ministry. During 2009, the Christian Research Institute has experienced the proverbial best of times and worst of times. The best of times in that in over two decades of serving our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the ministry of CRI, we have seldom seen more abundant, abiding fruit. But this is also why we need your help as never before. Despite all that God has done through the Christian Research Institute this year, we're still facing a crucial year-end financial need. We're still $935,000 from meeting our year-end budget. So we're asking you for your financial help. We usually receive about 20% of our income during December, so every day is absolutely critical. So why don't you get in touch with the Christian Research Institute today to put your donation to work right away? You can call toll-free 888-7000-274 or donate through our secure website, www.equip.org. That's equip.org. And thank you for your help as we end this year strong. And now, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
We're going to get to our callers as soon as we can. I feel particularly bad for some of the callers that have been hanging on now for a couple of hours trying to get through. And we have an opportunity to talk to you, especially you, Frank, listening in Hawaii. We'll try to get to you as quickly as we can. But joining me right now is Sean McDowell. Sean McDowell is the son of Josh McDowell. And Josh has been a friend for many years, and his son is one of the most incredible young men I've had the privilege to meet. He's now a contributor to the Christian Research Journal. He is quite an apologist and has a real heart for teaching students. And as an author, as a high school teacher in Southern California, Sean is making a difference for time and for eternity. It's always great to have you on the broadcast, Sean.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
You are the son of a famous father, and sometimes that's a difficult mantle to carry, but you do it with grace, and I know your dad is awfully proud of you.
Well, I sure appreciate you saying that. I definitely would admit when the idea first went across my mind that I maybe want to do something in apologetics, it was a little bit daunting, but as I just really realized the gifts God gave me and just the really, I was overwhelmed with the need, especially among young people, for clear apologetic training that I felt like I would, you know, pour my life into that, and it'd be a valuable investment of my time.
Talk just a moment about kids and what's happening to kids in our culture.
Well, obviously, we live in a culture that, you know, people have branded as postmodern, but my view is we live in a secular culture. And from all angles, kids are taught, whether it's the media, whether it's in the educational system, to compartmentalize views about God from what they think is real or true about the actual world. So messages from everywhere, and the difficulty for pastors and the difficulty for teachers is that we have kids for such a small amount of time compared to the vast amount of messages that they are getting from all over, from our entire culture, that it's like squeezing the life out of kids and making it so difficult then for kids to stand up and live according to the biblical faith.
I talked yesterday on the broadcast about Bill Maher's Religulous and the fact that he wants to harpoon the whale of Christianity once and for all and expose it as selling an invisible quantity or quality of something that has no value whatsoever, that is pure mythology, and in his view, mythology that is borrowed from ancient pagan mystery religions. In this kind of a culture in which you have movies like that and many others that ridicule Christianity, a lot of these kids that you interact with oftentimes take the bait and think, if no one gives me a good response, maybe there is no response.
Well, that's certainly true. And what concerns me about my students and all the young people out there is they'll see a movie like Religulous, or they'll read something on the internet, and they won't see an answer to it, and they might forget about it, but lingering in the back of their mind is just kind of the idea, boy, there was an objection to God, and I didn't hear a good response to it. And then when either they're challenged morally, or whenever later in life they start to get a lot more objections, they just slowly and kind of subtly end up leaving and walking away from the faith.
And this leads us particularly and precisely to the book that we want to talk about for just a few moments, the Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, as one author to another. Tell me the value you see in this book and why people need a copy of the Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition.
You know, I'll tell you, when I first picked this up, Hank, I love books. I'm a bibliophile. I just love reading. And this book just has a feel about it. I love reading a book that just kind of feels like there's meat and something inside of it. And the book has that feel. But the first thing that I did is I opened it up, because I work with students. I teach, and I really have my kind of finger on the pulse of youth cultures. I opened up, and I wanted to see if you dealt with a lot of the same questions that I get from students. And I do. Questions like, can you lose your salvation? Questions about, why should I pray if God already knows what I'm praying for? Questions about other religions. I mean, I got this question just this week about, do all religions lead to God? What about a person who's never heard of Jesus? And even today, a question. One of the things that I appreciate you do in this book is that you don't just deal with apologetic issues, although you clearly do, is you deal with some hard issues. And today I sat down with a student, and we were talking about pornography and how it's affecting his mind and his life. And you have a question here you deal with, you know, what's the problem with pornography? So to me, Christianity, we're to love God with our heart and with our soul and with our mind. And if we don't do that, kids are going to walk away from the faith. But I'll tell you, so many young people that start to see that there's answers and Christianity makes sense, there's a boldness and there's a passion that comes with it. And I know I want that for my kids. I know you want it for your kids. And I know your listeners want it for their own kids as well. So I think the value in this is either just to give, and I know a lot of young people that would read this and take it to heart, but also just for parents or for teachers or for anybody, really all of us who engage with young people, we need to be prepared to give thoughtful, concise answers to these questions that will come up.
And the thing, Sean, about me doing this particular book is that I am doing the Bible Answer Man broadcast every day of the week, and as a result of that, I do know firsthand the questions on people's minds. So I'm not answering questions that no one's asking. I'm, with pinpoint accuracy, addressing the questions that are really on the minds of kids, just as you've just mentioned.
Well, there's really no doubt about it. I mean, I can flip through all these. There's 172 of them. And pretty much every single one of these I've been asked at some point by a young person. So you're not doing apologetics kind of from up in your laboratory. You're doing it every day like I am, with real people, and trying to offer biblical yet scientific and thoughtful responses that meet the heart and meet the mind.
Talk for a moment about the fact that, as you have seen firsthand with this book, the answers are short and concise. The difference between that and giving someone volumes on a particular subject, which both you and I can do, but the value of giving the answer in a crisp, concise fashion.
Well, you know, the reality is we live in a soundbite culture. People are busy. I mean, when I ask my students, I say, hey, what's the number one word you use to describe this generation? Words like busy and words like stressed come up pretty frequently. And that's where I see the value in what you've done. Is, I mean, some of these answers, you get right to the heart of the issue. I mean, you can read some of these in a minute, 2 minutes, and really get a thoughtful biblical response. So I think it's the type of book somebody could read from front to end, or they could kind of keep as a reference book and carry around with them, so when tough questions come up, they've got a quick answer for it.
Sean, thanks for joining us on the broadcast. And I want to thank you in particular for your contribution to the Christian Research Journal this month. You got an incredible article with William Dembski on responding to the top 10 objections against intelligent design, and just one more reason to get the Christian Research Journal.
Hank, I'm happy to be on the show, and I want to extend my thanks to you. I'm indebted as a younger apologist for kind of the path that you've laid out ahead of me, so I know you will, but keep it up, be encouraged, you're making a difference, and keep fighting the fight.
God bless you, my friend.
Blessings.
Sean McDowell, he is an author, he is a contributor to the Christian Research Journal, he has a famous father, Josh McDowell, and boy, I'll tell you, Josh, is really proud of his son, as any father would be, because this guy is making a difference. He is one of the premier apologists and teaching young kids because he really cares about the next generation. Jack, it's encouraging. I mean, you're 79, I'm 58. It's encouraging to have guys coming up like Sean McDowell who are using their life to really impact the culture.
A very articulate young man who is really right on the money. And it's just wonderful to see someone like him really standing up and wanting to make a difference.
And we have had some people that have been hanging on, wanting to talk to us right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Let's go to Frank. He's listening in Hawaii on KGU. Hi, Frank.
Yes, my question was about, I'm having trouble with essential Christian doctrine. I always thought that it was the cross of Christ that was essential to Christianity. Essential doctrines are, I think, on your website, you know, the virgin birth. But, you know, I found that I don't know where you obtained the Christian doctrine, because I didn't see the virgin birth in except in Matthew and Luke. So it doesn't seem to belong to the center. I just wanted to know, how do you establish the essential Christian doctrine?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And of course, essential Christian doctrine has always been considered the main and plain things of Scripture, starting with the deity of Jesus Christ. The operative question that Jesus Christ himself asked was, who do you say that I am? The Jehovah's Witness would say, well, you're the Archangel Michael. And during your earthly sojourn, you were a mere human being. And then after your death, you were recreated an immaterial spirit creature. A Mormon would say Jesus is the spirit brother of Lucifer. But a Christian says Jesus is the one who spoke and the universe leapt into existence. So it's not the words that you use, but the meaning you pour into the words. And as such, the deity of Jesus Christ, the fact that Jesus Christ is very God, he is God in human flesh, is central. It is one of the main and plain things of Scripture. But there are many other main and plain things, and what I did in the Bible Answer book is simply take those main and plain things and codify them around the acronym doctrine. Because, in essence, essential Christian doctrine forms the very foundation of our Christian faith. These are the hills to fight and die on. These are the very doctrines, the main and plain things, for which the martyrs shed their blood. Now, in secondary issues, we can debate vigorously, but in essentials, we have to stand unified. This is what marks out our faith. And again, I've codified the essentials of the historic Christian faith around the acronym doctrine, so that you can remember the information, and again, use it, not as a way of saying, I've got some mental acumen, but a way of reaching someone with the truth, the core truths of the historic Christian faith, which shape Christianity and which shape our lives as witnesses for Jesus Christ. The Bible Answer Book, the complete Bible Answer Book, collector's edition, now available to you for your gift to the ministry. You can order online at equip.org. You can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or you can speak to our resource consultants, the number 888-7000-CRI. And for your gift of $100 or more, I'll personalize a copy for you and send it to you as a way of remembering this day and your opportunity to use this ministry to meet the needs of people around the globe. We'll be right back.
To respond to the questions that your children, friends, and even today's post-Christian culture poses, you need effective, concise answers at your fingertips, and you'll have them with the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition in beautiful leather hardbound by Hank Hanegraaff. The complete Bible Answer Book is perfect to share with your non-believing friends, with new Christians, those looking for spiritual answers, or for you. Order your copy by calling us at 888-7000-CRI or by going online to our secure website at www.equip.org. At the Christian Research Institute, our ministry is supported in so many different ways, and one of those ways involves non-cash assets.
These assets include things like cars or real estate. And just as with cash donations, these gifts are tax deductible. To find out more about the types of non-cash gifts that you can donate to the work and ministry in the various outreaches of the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, just visit our website at www.equip.org. And once there, click on the Donate button and then select the Give a Non-Cash Donation option. Again, that's on the World Wide Web at equip.org. Hank will be right back after these messages.
I want to go back to the phone lines. We'll talk to John listening on KFAX. Hi, John.
Hello, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically-based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. Now you can benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times through the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has assembled what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Each book of the Bible begins with an introduction written by Hank, which means for each book you'll learn its L-E-G-A-C-Y, or location, essence, genre, author, context, and years. The entire Bible is crafted so that you can document your legacy of faith.
It's like including Hank in your Bible studies.
Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. Again, that's equip.org.
Set sail for a week at sea with Hank Hanegraaff, the Bible Answer Man, and the Word this coming May 9th through May 16th, 2010, Mother's Day weekend. The 7-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to four beautiful Caribbean ports like Grand Cayman and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. Enjoy a time of great fellowship and daily teaching from the riches of God's unfathomable Word with Hank. Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship. Early bird pricing begins at only $449 plus taxes and fees per person and ends December 30th, 2009. This includes accommodations, meals, and all of the sessions. To participate in this event, you must register with our friends at Sovereign Cruises by calling 877-768-2784, extension 101, or by going to our website at www.equip.org. Again, early bird pricing ends December 30th.
Believe it or not, even Santa can be saved. Far from being a dangerous fairy tale, Santa Claus, in reality, is an anglicized form of the Dutch name Sinterklaas, which in turn is a reference to St. Nicholas, a Christian bishop from the 4th century. According to tradition, St. Nick not only lavished gifts on needy children, but also valiantly supported the doctrine of the Trinity at the Council of Nicaea in AD 325.
Order The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season by Hank Hanegraaff with accompanying Christmas Carol CD for a gift to CRI when you call 888-7000-274 or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about the personalized edition or The Heart of Christmas audiobook, instrumental Christmas CD, or quantity discount options. Bible Answer Man broadcast, the Christian Research Institute, our website, www.equip.org, and the Christian Research Journal give you a front row seat to the intellectual confrontations and counterfeit philosophies that oppose the church and the truth of God's Word today, and equip you with well-reasoned, respectful answers that the Bible commands us to give. We are encouraged to know that by God's grace, your participation with our ministry has made a difference. To be a co-laborer with us in the battle, please pray regularly for these ministries, and please consider giving a special gift to support these outreaches. To donate, call CRI today at 888-7000-274 or go online to www.equip.org. That's equip.org. Does God repent? Must Christians attend church? Were Mark and Messiah mistaken about mustard seeds? Questions like these provide a tremendous opportunity to speak the truth in love to a culture in crisis.
To respond to them effectively, you need to have answers at your fingertips. You'll have them with the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition by Hank Hanegraaff. Each question is approached in Hank's scholarly, concise, yet easy-to-understand style. This resource by Hank Hanegraaff combines the questions of Bible Answer Book Volume 1 and 2 with many all-new questions, all presented in an attractive leather hardbound cover, perfect for giving as a gift. The complete Bible Answer Book by Hank Hanegraaff is available now by calling toll-free 800-7000-CRI. Find it online at equip.org. That's equip.org. And now let's return to Jack Countryman and Hank Hanegraaff.
Of course, it's great to have Jack Countryman in studio. He's the guy that really made this book a reality, because he wanted this book to be a book that was not only competent in terms of the information that was being communicated, but a book that was beautiful. And Jack, you do make beautiful books.
Thank you. It's my privilege and my passion.
Jack Countryman, of course, has been my friend for a long period of time, and he's involved in ministry because he really wants to make a difference. We mentioned this earlier, but his prayer continuously is, Lord, don't put me on the bench. I want to be on the playing field. I want to make a difference with my very last breath. And in that sense, you have become a father to me in many ways. My dad passed away in 1997, but my dad was like that, Jack. He made every moment count. And one of the most fantastic things in his life was, I still remember the moment that he died. He had an opportunity to bless and pray for every one of his children and grandchildren. And then he took a big breath, his last breath, because he died of a fibrosing in the lungs, which literally encroached upon his ability to assimilate oxygen. He took that last breath, and he went home to be with the Lord. And one thing I know for certain is that when the Lord returns, my dad's soul is going to return to his body, and that body's going to rise, immortal, imperishable, incorruptible. He lived every moment to make a difference because he believed in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which is one of the issues I tackle in the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, the fact of resurrection. With resurrection, we can live with genuine hope. Without it, we have no hope. So Christianity doesn't give us a way to come to peaceful terms with death. It gives us something much greater, a way to overcome death through the power of Christ's resurrection.
Amen. That's wonderful. You know, you mentioned my passion to keep on doing things. I find that unless life is going to be interesting, why live? Unless life is going to be challenging, why get up and do things? Unless life has a purpose, why just sit around in a rocking chair? That just drives me crazy. You know, and I love challenges, and I love the opportunity to do different things and to be involved every day with Christian publishing and Christian purpose. You see, I have no trouble sleeping at night. I have no trouble having the peace in my heart and in my mind, and the life doesn't give me many difficulties today because I know who I am. And I know where I'm going, and I know the mission and the ministry that God has given me. And I praise God for that blessing, and I praise God for that opportunity, because most guys are sitting in a rocking chair wondering what in the world they're going to do with their life.
79 years young and still making a difference on the playing field, making every moment count for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's go to the phone lines, talk to Ellen. She's in a KCVW in Hutchinson, Kansas. Hi, Ellen.
Hello, Mr. Hanegraaff. Thank you for your time. I have a question for you on water baptism.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to this radio network frequently and as often as I can, and yesterday I heard on a different program a pastor who stated that he felt that a refusal to be water baptized was a rebellion against God and was therefore sinful. But I just would like to hear your comment.
baptism is not necessary for salvation. You are saved by God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone. However, baptism is an act of obedience in response to salvation, and it is a visible way of identifying with Jesus Christ, as Romans chapter 6 puts it, through his death, burial, and resurrection. It's a way of saying, I'm being buried to my old life, and as I come out of the water, I'm being raised to newness of life through his resurrection power. In the early Christian church, people would get baptized, and in doing so, they would be saying, Christ is Lord, and I am identifying with Christ as Lord, and often would put their lives on the line in the first century in which Caesar was deemed to be Lord by saying Christ is Lord. But they wanted to identify with Jesus Christ visibly, to be part of the community of faith visibly. They wanted to take up their cross and follow Jesus Christ. And I think today the Bible instructs us to do the same thing, not to be saved, but in response to the salvation you already have.
Okay.
Thanks for your call, Ellen. And remember, this is a question that I answer in Bible Answer Book, the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition, page 164. I answer the question in a concise, clear fashion so that you can remember exactly why it is that we are baptized, not to be saved, but in response to the salvation we've already received. Back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Jane, listening on WCRV in Tenet, Missouri. Hi, Jane.
Hi, thank you for taking my question, Hank. I have a very elderly uncle who has never made a decision to accept Jesus as his Savior, and naturally I'm very concerned about him. I've tried to lead him to realize that he needs Jesus, but he is so hung up on the idea of how he could turn to a God who will send people of other religions to hell that have never heard about Jesus.
Yeah, that's a good question. I do answer that in Bible Answer Book, the one we're talking about, the complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition. Look, it's important to recognize that we all hear about God. God has placed a knowledge of himself upon the very tablet of our consciousness. So we have an inner knowledge of God.
Okay.
There's also an outer knowledge of God. If you look at the universe around you, you know that that universe has to have a cause that's equal to or greater than the universe itself. And that cause is the great uncaused first cause that we call God. Now, God has made himself manifest to us so that we know he's not just the transcendent creator, but also he has personally revealed himself to us through the person and work of Jesus Christ. So if we respond to the witness all around us in the world, if you look at the sun, moon, and stars, they declare the glory of God. If you listen to the inner voice, God's knowledge written upon the tablet of your consciousness, God will give you the knowledge of Christ. In fact, here's something that Paul says about this on Mars Hill. He says that from one man God made every nation of men that they should inhabit the whole earth, that he determined the exact times and places that they should live, and that he did that so that we would reach out and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. So in other words, the problem, as Jesus expressed it to Nicodemus, was not that there's not enough light. The problem is that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. Now, specifically to the question about how God could send anybody to hell, here's the deal. We either want a relationship with God, and if we do, that's available to us through the light of creation, the light of conscience, and then the light of Christ. But God does not force himself on us. So if we don't respond to the light that has been given to us, God is not a cosmic rapist that says, I'm going to force myself on you for all eternity. That's why there's a hell. If there wasn't a hell, we'd have a lot of problems. First, Hitler would die in the comforting arms of his mistress with no eternal consequences. Secondly, if there was no hell, the righteous would inherit a counterfeit heaven, and the unrighteous would be incarcerated in heaven against their will, which would be a torment worse than hell. So C.S. Lewis put it this way. He said there are two kinds of people in the world. those that bow the knee and say to God, thy will be done. In other words, I want a relationship with you for time and for eternity, and I thank you that you've provided a way for me to have that relationship through the person and work of Jesus Christ. That's one category. And then there's the other category, those people to whom God in the end says, thy will be done. In other words, if you don't want a relationship with me, I'm going to continue to sustain you in existence, albeit apart from my loving presence for all eternity. Why? Because that's what they want. So all that go to hell choose it because they don't choose a relationship with God.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You got it, Jane. And, of course, more on that in the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition available to you right now. Listen closely. You can order your copy right now by simply calling our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. You can also order on the World Wide Web at equip.org in a safe, secure fashion, or you can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And for your gift of $100 or more, we will send you a personalized copy. I will personalize the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition for you for your gift of $100 or more. 100% of the proceeds go to this ministry to keep the Bible Answer Man broadcast on the air, to keep the answers coming, to keep impacting lives around the globe, to make a difference for time and for eternity. So join us in a ministry making a difference. My thanks to Sean McDowell, of course to Jack Countryman, and to all the others who have been so kind in endorsing the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition. I hope in the future you'll be one that passes this treasure on to someone else. Out of time for today's edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We look forward to seeing you next time with more of the show.
We'd like to thank Jack Countryman, senior publisher of Thomas Nelson, for joining us on the program for the past 2 days. The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition is designed to answer questions that stumble seekers and solidify skeptics in their opposition to a biblical worldview, and was born out of 2 decades of hosting the nationally syndicated Bible Answer Man radio broadcast. To order your copy for yourself, a friend, your pastor, or a seeker, call 888-7000-CRI or go online 24 hours a day to our secure website at www.equip.org or write to us at CRI Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271. Set sail for a week at sea with the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff, and the Word this coming May 9th through May 16th, 2010. The 7-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to 4 beautiful Caribbean ports like Grand Cayman, Belize, and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. Enjoy a time of great fellowship and daily teaching from God's Word with Hank. Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship. The topic throughout our week will be the Word, as we explore the unfathomable riches of the God-breathed Scriptures and how we can apply these great truths to our lives. Early bird pricing begins at only $449 per person plus port taxes and government fees and ends December 30th, 2009. This incredibly low price includes accommodations, meals, and all of our sessions during the week. To participate in this event, you must register with our friends at Sovereign Cruises by calling 877-768-2784, extension 101. That's 877-768-2784, extension 101. Or by going online to our website, www.equip.org. Register soon, as cabins are limited. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions, such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to the subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition.